Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
Welcome to Travel Talk, brought to you by the Travel Authority. I'm Bonnie Pintozzi, your host. It's a pleasure working at the Travel Authority, a truly great company that has been around since 1970. Our travel specialists are definitely the experts to go to create those unforgettable trips, because they understand you deserve every trip to be that great. The Travel Authority has three offices in the Louisville area and is also an American Express travel representative.
Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority. You know, Bonnie, sometimes we need to close our eyes and we need to imagine that we're somewhere else. And that's what you do with us during this Travel Talk segment.
It is. And it gets dangerous if I sit in my office and close my eyes imagining it every day. But at the same time, I agree with you, because we all need to take that vision. And we all need to relax. We all need to really, you know, just take the moment in. But the planning is now. It really is. We have a frequent guest coming back on today. And this is a person who I don't think that ever really totally relaxes, because I'd love to talk to her. She's so passionate and so excited. But Cindy Vesno is here from, she's the business development manager from Delta Vacations. And just back from a lot of things going on. They just had a Delta Vacations University for a lot of our frontline staff. A couple thousand people were there. We want to talk about what's new, what's hot type of thing. So, Cindy?
Great. Hey, Bonnie. How you doing?
Hey, welcome to the show. So,
hey, always fun to do it with you.
Always.
Well, you know what? I hope I don't talk too fast, but there's so many cool things going on. And the first thing I want to address is what you spoke about right now is the time to book. You need to book. Here's what's going on. Until the September 30th, we have our early bird sale. And seriously, for people who want to travel all the way into 2017, all the way through April 30th of 2017, this is the time to get your discounts. And you can't get them after September 30th. So just a couple of quickies I want to roll off my tongue, if I may.
You may roll off your tongue. Go for it.
Okay, here we go. Mexico and Costa Rica, I mean, they have up to 63% off of certain room rates. I mean, complimentary golf and Playa Mujeres, a lot of discounts off the rooms or credits, $1,500 moon credits at Moon Palace and Spa, just to mention one of them. But in Hawaii, the room rates are ridiculous for us right now this time of year, and also the airfares are so reduced to Hawaii at this time of year. And no, they won't last forever. The other is, you know, Caribbean and Florida. We have so much opportunity through the 30th. Now, it doesn't mean we won't have opportunity after that. Now, I'll share that in a minute. But this is the time of year to book, because many times you can couple on several different discounts together, perhaps a discount on a room, connected with a discount I'll share with you next that Travel Authority has in place right now. So anyone who's thinking and has a date of where they want to go, they need to get on the phone with Travel Authority immediately and have them price shop.
Absolutely, and we're watching that all day long in our office, where we're going in and finding what you just described, these incredible value, incredible deals, but also the added benefits that we have as the Travel Authority to add to that.
Now, when you say that these are incredible values now, is there a certain time of the year that people are getting these values? I mean, obviously, they're getting the deals now, so to speak, in the fall. But is it for a certain time of travel, or is it just book now and you're going to save?
Yeah, book now and you're going to save through April 30th of 2017 travel.
And that takes us through winter breaks, everything.
I'm sorry.
Sneha, I'm sorry. It takes us to the winter breaks and all of that, which are we migrate out.
Oh yeah,
of many of these areas. So that's a great offer. It's incredible.
That is an incredible offer. I'm writing this down, Cindy. And this is, I always feel like you know you just had Delta Vacations. The university.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like every time you're on the show, Cindy, I learn a little bit more, and I take notes, meticulous notes, write things down. Tell us about those moon credits. Is that what it was called?
At the Moon Palace.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, oftentimes at hotels, that's a very good question, I should say, Crystal, so I'm glad you asked. But many of the hotels will offer these particular credits while you're at the hotel. So you may pay the same price for the hotel, or it may be reduced in this particular case. But they'll also throw in credits that you can use on spas or golf. Or, of course, every hotel is different. You'd have to talk to your agent at Travel Authority to find out exactly what they are. But, you know, special upgrade dining or wine or whatever, you never know what's included with that particular hotel, but it helps a lot. I mean, I think the one that I mentioned, I'm sorry, I closed down that note already, but I think the one I mentioned was $1,500.
Yeah, it
Who
was.
You can't spend an extra $1,500. And these are things that don't show up online. These are things that you have to call Travel Authority to find out about. So I hope that answered your question. And also what Bonnie had said is, yes, every year about this time, we do early booking bonuses. And it's done with our hotel partners because they want to secure their bookings for next year and then reshuffle the cards to make sure that their inventory is placed appropriately and priced appropriately. So the people who book early not only get the special prices, if a lot of people book early, which often they do now because people are figuring out this occurs for us in September, the prices are even higher at the hotels after. And as Bonnie said, they can be grayed out. I mean, these hotels can close out early.
Oh, my gosh. It's seriously. And, you know, as I'm thinking about these specials and these added bonuses, almost an added value for the early bird, for someone who says, I need to have a goal to get through winter, no matter where I'm going to be. We have the holidays. We have, in some instances, the weather that you have to get through. I want that goal, and I want that goal to be Hawaii, like Cindy said, and I want that to be in March. And so you just call the Travel Authority, you figure it out. But let me ask you this, Cindy, too, because spring break for most of us is going to be within that that period of time. Are the all-inclusive vacations, are those really hot still for spring break?
You know, everybody is different. They are still hot, yes. A lot of people like to go and know that their budget is set and this is what they're going to do, right? But there's also this incentive for people to go places they haven't been, and this is where it gets really dreamy, okay? They may want to go on their spring break and get the sun and have a set price, et cetera, and yes, it's still hot. But there's this growing population of people who say, hey, I just read about Cartagena in Colombia, and I hear it's safe and exceptionally good on the U.S. dollar, and I can get there on Delta with an easy connection, four-hour flight from Atlanta, and I want to look at that. So there's those kind of folks, too, that are out there for the spring breaks that occur. So it's a tough one. You know, yes, all-inclusive, but yes, you have to really have the knowledge like the Travel Authority has.
It does, and I know you did a seminar at, at Delta Vacations University on that very destination. And we are seeing all of these trends. I mean, let's be honest. When we look at it and you look at it, and there's particularly growth among the millennials who make up a great majority of the clients and travelers these days, they want something different. They don't, like you said, they do not want to just go back and back and back to the same places. They want to experiment with their travel. They want, you know, different wine tasting tours or different excursions that are going on. So it is an amazing opportunity out there. And then you and I both know these multi-generational travel. That is huge that's going on. And you spoke about that at the university training for all the
patrons. It was so dynamic. I know when he was speaking about multi-generational, one of the funniest things that he said, and I have to share this because we need a laugh this morning, he goes, so who here in the room has a home phone? And all these people raised their hand, and he goes, oh, I bet you do. Look at all your watches. And, you know, it's like millennials, they use their phone. They don't wear a watch. So it was like, and then he went on to say, you need education here. This is how millennials want to be dealt with. And so that was really cool to hear. And yes, they want something special for them.
They want it special, and they are also, more and more people are saying, okay, we're going to go back to that traditional travel agency. I don't get it as much as, really? Are there travel agencies anymore?
Yeah, right.
There was a while of people going, are you still there?
Yeah.
But we are, and we serve that purposes. Let's say, for instance, and I see this every day in our office, we work a lot with Delta Vacations, no doubt about it. You've got great programs with the airfare in it, all of that. But then we add our touches to it. We add those recommendations on certain parts of the destination. Maybe you want to try something a little bit different while you're there. Making sure you understand that whole program that you've just gone through and purchased. Making sure we detail all the transfers and the different things like that. It's a collaborative effort that we do with you as well. And that is invaluable. Okay.
Yeah, it really is. And I think that that's where, you know, it's funny because sometimes the millennials do get a little bit of a bad rap and they just, because they do things a little differently. They've grown up in a tech savvy world. They are incredibly tech savvy individuals. And yet they are venturing back to some of these, what would be called sort of old school ways of doing things, because they have been burned by those flash internet deal things. And then they get to their destination and it is not the way it looked on your computer screen.
Exactly.
You need to talk to a real live human being. You need to understand what it means, what some of these things mean. Someone needs to read them the fine print, and that's what the Travel Authority does.
And they make us better. We love, because what has always been, and Cindy and I have been in the travel industry for a very long time, it has changed, and it will always change. Nothing's going to stay constant. The industry constantly changes. The suppliers are constantly changing. The demands and the knowledge that people have, which is great because they do research things a little bit better, but that keeps us better. That keeps us always striving to keep up to date and to do things that make sense. So whatever generation is coming to us, I think that is the world that we live in. It's not just a traditional, hi, what do you want? You're not Indian. Mm-hmm. We don't do that. You can't do that. You've got to understand, and that's what that training helps us when we do things like the Delta Vacations University or anything we go to.
Right.
It's all about making sure that the experience that the traveler gets.
You know, one of the things that I wanted to mention, too, I had a conversation with my mom, actually, recently, and she was talking about this multi-generational travel, and she was talking, hinting rather rather obviously about what she wants for a big birthday that's coming up, and she was like, I would love to take a trip with all of my daughters, and I would love to go here. And I mean, these are the kinds of things that that this is becoming more normal to talk about. We want experiences. You know, it would be much better than getting me a regular gift for this big birthday or for Mother's Day. Let's experience something together. Let's have a memory together. Are you seeing a lot of that on your end too, Cindy?
Well, Crystal, I got to tell you, I was just going to do ding, 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 ding in the phone because you hit that one.
Yes.
Very, very hard. People who want to travel now are looking for experiences. People who want to, what they want on their wish list, their bucket list, are experiences. They don't want a new toaster.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be with their kids and watch their grandkids or their daughter or their girl. They want an experience, and that is the hugest thing right now in travel. people are not only looking to just get away. I mean, certainly there's that. We all work so hard and have such little time, we need to get away. But the people who have given it some thought of their bucket list and what they want to do, it's an experience. And usually it surrounds travel.
And it does, because as you just said, everyone has these hectic lives. You know, whether you're running your children to the soccer games or the aerobics or you name it, whatever sporting event and cultural thing, you have that going on in your life. Then at the same time, you know, that takes away sometimes with that opportunity to actually just get with the family.
Yeah.
So when you get on a trip like that, that stops.
You know, I mean, obviously I'm talking about my mom here because she's been working hard for, well, her whole life. And it's one of those situations that I think about holiday time with my mom. And I'm a mom now, too. And I think about how you miss out on some things, because guess what mom's doing in the kitchen?
Cooking.
She's cooking everything. She's cleaning the house. She's getting ready for the relatives. She's buying all the gifts. She's wrapping all the gifts. And dad helps, too. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes dad's doing it on his own, too. But the point is that they're missing out on the experiences. Their experience is the planning of it. So, you know, sometimes I just think about how interesting it would be if we all took a break from that for a second and said, you know what, this year, Mom, the trip is all about you. Let's all experience you. Wouldn't that be great?
Hey,
I wish my kids were listening.
When she comes down, let's get that planned for her, okay?
Yes.
I want to be a part of her mom's trip. So.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
But let's talk about some of the other trips, too, because we're going to run out of time, and we know we love to talk. Let's talk about people. Sometimes we don't think of the opportunity to do dive trips. We don't talk about that or ski trips or anything like that.
Right.
And that we can all put together. Correct, Cindy?
Yes. And actually, that's one of the things that we really should point out to folks, Bonnie. The beauty with Delta Vacations is you always need an air component to travel somewhere. And we have the best in any class of service. And we guarantee this same, you know, the best price, and we can bring people from all over the country, as so many families and friends are spread out now, and we can do it to just about everywhere. And you are right, a couple of the things that we miss out on in that planning is dive vacation, which is huge. We have really grown largely in our numbers. We have experts on dive, and we have experts on ski.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two things you just can't wing. You have to eat it and sleep those two specialty travels. You need to know it inside and out. And people sometimes think, oh, I'll just look online and see, or oh, I'll go to the local shop. Well, you know what? That local shop, they are probably doing groups with Travel Authority. You know, so or should be, because of the benefits we offer them.
Absolutely. And that's something that, you know, it's like you said, just going online. But what we do is we compare it. We always look at that. We make sure that we go through the list. Do you want lessons in there? I mean, you don't think about that ahead of time. And that's the different things on a ski vacation. The dive vacations, more and more people have been calling us recently about dive vacations. And I know that you have some of the best ones out there with Delta Vacations, without a doubt. You know, and it's all different budgets that we look at. You know, when we're looking at, you know, whether it's a destination wedding, and we all know that's a big thing going on.
Oh, boy.
Oh, and the romance trips. You know, we talk about destination weddings,
Lord.
But there's romance trips that we can put together. And we have been doing that with Delta Vacations. People don't understand. It's not all about Mexico. It's about worldwide.
Your romance trip doesn't have to be watching your husband clean out the closet.
Absolutely.
Yes. And we just opened up all these new honeymoon destinations in Europe. I mean, we have Rome, we have Venice, we have London, we have Paris. And this is the best part about it. There's usually no upcharge at all to this. It's just that we have specific hotel partners that, along with us, want to make that trip special so that you're thrilled. And you tell all your friends how thrilled you are. So we do it right. And Bonnie, I know you know that because the travel authority has used us for years on our specialty honeymoon and romance packages.
We've had the vows renewed on a Hawaiian beach with a group. You take it, we can do it all over the world. But at the same time, we don't identify those. I mean, as we started out, it was, you know, what's hot, what's new. Well, we know the all-inclusives are there. We know the trips south are going to happen. But we start looking at the worldwide opportunities and so many things within the United States. That is a huge market. It's not just Hawaii or whatever. There are so many programs out there.
The other thing, just a quick throw out here, Bonnie, I thought of is our flexible getaways.
You think?
You know, we were talking about the families being separated around the United States. They can all fly in and get discounts because they're a group of travelers.
Even if they're coming from different parts of the United States, huh?
Yeah, they can come from different parts or they can come from the same city. It's called flexible getaways because it is so ridiculously flexible. I mean, the only requirement really is that they stay in a hotel for three nights, a similar three-night stay. So some people might stay 10 days and some people may only stay three, but they can still be part of that group. It's very flexible.
Very cool.
And well, yeah, it's having your vacation your way. And we've always talked about for years, and that's what we've always had that opportunity with Delta Vacations to do.
Bonnie, well, I remember that Hawaii group you did.
I know. that's what I'm going back to, harken those days.
Have your vacation.
Oh, that's great.
Have your vacation your way. Do it your way. Figure out what's hot, what's new. Have those conversations and make the plans. Because as Cindy pointed out, now is the time to do it. And you're going to be getting uber amounts of extras and goodies and freebies and all that other stuff that we like to have, that added value stuff to your vacation. If you book now with the Travel Authority and you say, hey, I heard Cindy Vesno on the Travel Authority Travel Talk and I want those moon credits. I want that free stuff. Let's do it, Bonnie. You can do it and just give them a call or better yet, go online to thetravelauthority.com. Bonnie, it's that easy.
It's that easy and it's the time. Mm-hmm. It really is the time to be doing it now.
And Cindy, it's always wonderful to talk to you.
Always wonderful to talk to you.
Cindy Vesno, of course, with Delta Vacations, which means
Delta,
we got to say goodbye. Thank you so much for the conversation. Travel Talk is always a blast. Bonnie Pintozzi, until next week.
You bet, I'll be here.
We love it.
Thank you.
And did I hear you say he wasn't meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky?
Want to see the world? Call us, the Travel Authority. Our destination specialists will plan your cruises, tours, and all-inclusive vacations anywhere in the world. Receive VIP status by association at the world's leading resorts across the globe. You'll be wowed at the level of service and added benefits and amenities, amenities that you simply can't get by booking online, such as preferred rate, a complimentary room upgrade, spa, and resort credits. Visit thetravelauthority.com or visit one of our three locations. Call 502-292-4763 for more information.
It all happened so fast.
It felt like our lives had been ripped apart.
Over 13 million people were victims of identity theft in 2015.
I was just so angry and frustrated.
I couldn't sleep. I couldn't concentrate.
More than half of the victims of identity theft spent over a year trying to resolve issues.
It happened when we were traveling, which we were told doubles your risk.
Luckily, help is just a phone call away to the Travel Authority. Iris Identity Protection offers proactive identity monitoring to the deepest corners of the internet.
I wish I had a way of turning back the clock.
Credit monitoring, timely email alerts, and $1 million in identity theft insurance.
Our lives will never be the same.
Iris Identity Protection through the Travel Authority. Peace of mind when you travel, peace of mind when you're home.
Our next guest is Julie Petchler, Business Development Manager for the Globus Family of Brands. And I'm going to let Julie tell us all about who that family is. So good morning and welcome to Travel Talk, Julie.
Good morning, Bonnie. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate that. Well, the Globus Family of Brands, we've been around for 89 years putting vacations together. And I just ran some figures. We have 461 vacations to choose from. We go to 82 countries, 6 continents, and 89 years. Wow.
And it all started with a rowboat, right?
It did. It all started with a rowboat 89 years ago on Lake Lugano. Mr. Montagazzi had a rowboat that would take goods across the lake. Well, somebody needed a ride across the lake and wanted to know if they could hitch a ride with them. And he said, of course. Well, in the meantime, he started talking about what was happening around the lake, you know, who was going with who was in that particular chalet and everything. And people got across the lake. It's like, my gosh, if you need a ride, you got to go with Mr. Montagazzi. So what he did is that he had Mercedes-Benz build the first coach that Mercedes-Benz ever built. And it was a 12-passenger coach, and he decided to take people around the lake and do tours for him. And that coach is still in the Stuttgart Museum, the Mercedes-Benz Museum in Stuttgart.
Oh, that is amazing.
Still has the Globus sign on it.
And, Julie, it's fun when, you know, any entrepreneur out there that says, you know, they have a great idea and how do I start acting on that idea? If you think back, travel back then was very different. And for someone to start this out the way he did and, you know, 89 years later, the tradition still continued, that gives us all hope for being those wonderful entrepreneurs out there.
Well, think about it. That one coach with 12 passengers, we now move about 700,000 passengers a year. We have over 500 employees. We have offices in 30 countries around the world. So, yeah, we've grown in 89 years, absolutely.
Let's start discussing a little bit about the family brands and what makes them unique in themselves as well. And then we can get into all this wonderful, what's new, what's hot, all that.
Well, Globus is our first class escorted tours. This is where you've got your concierge, you've got your tour director, you've got a motor coach out there in the morning, and all of your sightseeing and everything is going to be included. It's great for people that prefer a tour director. They don't mind the group travel. They accept the group dynamics. They know that there's going to be a motor coach out there. They know that they're going to be doing things with the group, and they love the social aspect of it. And you make a lot of good friends that way. Now, Cosmos is our value travel. And what we do is we use superior tourist class hotels. Not as many inclusions, but I'm a perfect Cosmos person because I've already been to Paris. I've already been to the top of the Eiffel Tower. I've seen the Mona Lisa. I don't need to do those things again. So Cosmos gives you a little more free time, more time to do things on your own, to explore restaurants, explore things. Maybe you have friends over in Europe that you want to touch base with. But again, it's still that group dynamic that you are traveling with a group of people. And then our third method of travel is Monograms. And that's our independent travel simplified to your clients that know they want to go back to Paris. They know they want to go back to Rio de Janeiro. They know they want to go to Hong Kong, but they didn't want to have that motor coach out there. They're an individual traveler. They'd prefer to be on their own. They've got a chance to choose their hotels. The experience is very important to these clients. And the kicker for this one is that we have a local host in every hotel that we use on our Monograms program. So your clients are traveling independently, but they're not on their own. There's a local host to make sure that they get all the sightseeing, make sure that they get on their plane or their train that's going to take them to the next destination. And of course, our fourth brand is Avalon, our waterways, which is absolutely the hottest thing going right now, river cruising.
Well, it keeps you very busy, I'm sure, and with all those opportunities, I think what we have all seen in the travel industry is such a change of the traveler. I mean, you take Monograms, for instance, that gives that adventure traveler a little bit more. That gives those unique type of experience, whether it's ecotourism or whatever they want to do, but they still have that safety factor of having somebody there that they can call, they can get information, they can get some suggestions from that are right there where they're traveling.
Absolutely. And that local host is available 24 hours a day. They're on duty at the hotel usually from about 7 in the morning till 4 or 5 in the afternoon. But the guest still has their telephone number in case they need any kind of situation or they need to get in touch with them a little bit later in the day.
Let's look at this a little bit, and you know, we kind of mentioned the hottest thing out there, and that's river cruising. You know, and there are choices, but we know very well about Avalon. Let's let our listeners know a little bit about the choices people can make and why Avalon.
Well, we have the youngest fleet out there. The average age of our ship is 5 to 6 years old. We also have the largest cabins. And what's nice about that is we only have 3 cabin sizes on our ships. Your clients are never going to be in a cabin smaller than 172 square feet. 88% of our fleet is 200 square feet, and then the suites are 300 square feet. So we make it very, very simple for, you know, the traveler to enjoy the cruise. And the other thing that's entirely different with the Avalon is that our beds face the view. They're facing the window. All the other river cruise companies, the beds are parallel with the windows. So we just kicked off an advertising campaign, and it's on like HGTV, the food station and everything, and it's all about the view.
And water cruising, river cruising, excuse me, in general, is all about the up close and personal with the destination and the local feel. And that, it's amazing because for all of us who have, like you said, you're a person who's seen the Eiffel Tower, you've seen the Mona Lisa, you've done all these things, and you can still do that. But if you're looking for something where, you know, you're going out and you're dining with the locals or you're doing something like that, the opportunities are there because you're right in the heart of where they live when you're cruising.
Absolutely. You're right there at the heart of Europe. And the other thing that's nice is our ships, we handle between 120 and 160 passengers. So trust me, when you get off the ship, you have 120 new friends.
Yeah,
you know,
yep.
You do get a chance to dine with everybody, to know everybody on the ship. There's no lines where there's 200 people in front of you or anything like that. And the other thing that I think people really enjoy about, it's very casual. We don't have any of the dress-up nights. You know, there's no tiaras, no formal nights or anything like that.
Well, it makes packing a lot easier, and it makes the fact that that is your floating hotel that's going down a wonderful river experience. And you have a vast number of different itineraries out there.
We do. We have a number of itineraries. We not only do Europe, but we also do the Galapagos. We do the Amazon. We do the Mekong. And we also do the Irrawaddy in Myanmar.
Julie, what have you seen to be maybe some of the most up-and-coming river cruise experiences? What's the hottest? What's kind of what people feel the new experience on?
Well, absolutely, the most popular is the Rhine River because that's what everybody thinks a river cruise should be, to have all the vineyards and the castles and everything. That is by far the number one itinerary. But after that, you're looking at the Danube, you know, the Blue Danube has that romance to it that everybody enjoys. But another one that's become very popular is the Paris to the Normandy beaches. It stops in all these wonderful little towns along the Seine. And you get up to Quebec, and you get an opportunity to go over to the Normandy beaches and come back and sail back down to Paris. And if you wanted to add the Saône and the Rhône, you can do the Grand France and see all of France. But the other thing that's hot, and I've done it twice now, is the Mekong. It's an absolutely amazing experience. You get an opportunity to visit Vietnam and Cambodia. And you spend 7 nights sailing on the Mekong River, stopping at all these wonderful little teeny villages. And the best thing about Avalon Waterways is that our ship only has 36 passengers, 18 cabins. So with the size of the ship, we can get into all these little villages that some of the other ships can't get into. And that's the experience. It's up close and personal with everyone.
Well, it absolutely is, and you know, we have extremely satisfied travelers that come back to us and tell us all their experiences. So let's get into kind of a little bit, you know, what do we see and what's hot for 2017? What type of destinations? Because now we're back. We have the entire family to look at now.
Well, what's hot is the USA. The USA, since 2016, was the 100th anniversary of the national parks. We've had a banner year, absolutely amazing. And 2017 is looking to surpass our 2016 figures. The people that couldn't get in 2016 is like, book me for 2017. I don't want to miss anything. And we do have a number of programs that go into the national parks. And what's so special is the fact that we stay in the national parks. It's very, very difficult to get into the national parks, but we've been doing it for so long. We have such a good reputation with these lodges in the national parks. And that's wonderful, you know, not to have to transfer or do it, you know, a 5 or 10 mile transfer to get into the park. We're right there.
Or wait in line to get into the park once you get to the gates and all of that. But you also are very, you give back. And so I'll let you describe what you do for the national parks.
It's a program where a portion of what the clients pay for a tour, a portion of it goes back to the National Parks Foundation to support the national parks. So it's a real feel-good thing. You know that you're supporting the national parks, and, you know, the national parks always need the help. So we are continuing that for 2017.
Well, and that's good. And you're good. You're an excellent steward of the travel industry that cares, which is wonderful that way. I'm going to say something here, and then this way you would have that opportunity to kind of go down. There are some really interesting trips. But what I want to say is, as you hear about the ones for the United States especially, I want you to think about that the timing is now. You heard Julie mention that people who really couldn't get into the national parks for 2016 were saying, get me in 2017. It is no time at all to wait, because this is the time of the year, right as this fall season's beginning, that we see the most reservations being made, because people who are going to some of these incredible opportunities and trips know that they're going to sell out. They're just not going to be sitting there, because, as you said, what was it, 700,000 travelers? You don't want to be 701,000, you know,
right,
or something like that. You want to be able to get in. So let's talk about that United States experience with a number of the USA programs that are so exciting, and they're new.
Well, some of the new programs, we've got one that's called the Tournament of Roses Parade with San Diego, and it does have reserved grandstand seats, right, just minutes from the beginning of the parade. And I was surprised, because we've always done the Tournament of Roses, but it's just been the Tournament of Roses. It didn't include San Diego. We do 5 motor coaches on that every year. So this one, including San Diego, it's a week-long trip. It's truly, truly going to be a sellout. And then we've added something, because all these different parts of the country have these wonderful craft breweries. And I understand Oregon is the number one state for having craft breweries. We have Oregon's Coast and the craft breweries, with 3 tastings in some of the local breweries and how they brew the beer and everything. And another new program that we brought back is Mexico's Copper Canyon. It's a 10-day program that is going to include the Copper Canyon. Did you know that the Copper Canyon is 4 times bigger than the Grand Canyon?
That's amazing.
Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And you can take a cable car across it. You can do zip lining. Not that you're going to get me to do that, but
I never
but
can
that
tell,
opportunity
Julie.
Is there.
Never can tell.
But never know.
And I have had the experience of doing the Copper Canyon. It's very hard to describe to someone. You just have to experience it.
And then 2017 is also the 150 years of Confederation for Canada. So we've got a number of programs, both doing the East Coast of Canada, the West Coast. You can take the train across Canada. So we're doing a lot of things in Canada. And in 2017, it's also the 100th anniversary of the birth of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, JFK. So we are having a tribute to him on our June 8th departure. Kind of look at the man in depth. We're going to be doing, you know, Cape Cod and the islands, but it's going to be focused on where him and Jackie got married, where they lived in Cape Cod, their summer homes and everything like that.
And Julie, that will sell out. When we're talking about something that's a single departure date, June 8th, that will go fast. There's no doubt about it. So what's happening with Cuba?
Cuba, well, 2017 is going to be the 3rd year that we've been going into Cuba, and we just can't seem to keep up with the pace. We've pretty much doubled all of our departures for 2017 from what we had in 2016. It's just crazy. And I have to say, this is the time to go. Everybody thinks it's going to get cheaper or whatever. It's not going to get any cheaper. This is the time to go. This is the time to see all the cars. have those interactions with the people-to-people programs. And we have three different programs to choose from. We have the Panorama. That's 13 days that you're going to be able to see the whole island. We've got Cuba's Charming Cities in Havana, where you're going to be pretty much based in Havana. And then we do Cuba by land and sea on Celestial Cruises. So you have an opportunity to spend a day in Jamaica, you'll have a day at sea, and then you'll be sailing around the island. But I do want to caution people that they are people-to-people experiences. You will be going to the ballet, you'll be going to a cigar factory. Different things to interact with the people. And what's interesting about that is we only take 30 passengers per departure. And why we do that is because a lot of the places that we go to are very intimate. So if you came in with a whole coach of, you know, 45 or 50 people, it would be really overwhelming, and you wouldn't have that people-to-people experience. So we limit it to 30 passengers.
And that is important, because it's not just like you get on an airplane and you go to Cuba. U.S. citizens, there are requirements that you need to meet. And I know that you've designed programs that can meet those requirements. But it is not just that open sky, you show up and get a hotel. And at the Travel Authority, we have those rules and regulations, because we go through training to make sure that we understand the compliance side of that. So with these programs, we can make sure that, you know, we explain all that so everybody has an understanding of it. And that's that's part of our partnership together with the Globus brands, for sure, that we all make sure everything is set, ready to go.
We start our programs in Miami, and this is where you're going to meet your Globus tour director and your Cuban tour director. And this is where, you know, they talk about the different, you know, rules and regulations and how the programs are going to be held and everything. And how somebody explained it to me, it's just like a work day. You'll get up and have breakfast with a group. You'll do two or three people-to-people programs in the morning, have lunch, and then do two or three people-to-people programs in the afternoon. It's a wonderful way to see the people. You can lay on the beach anywhere, but you do want to have an opportunity to meet all the wonderful Cuban people and, you know, hear their side of the stories and everything. So
let's talk about Iceland. That seems to be a popular one. We're seeing that all the time. Why?
Iceland, another very, very popular destination, so much so that we have three programs. We have two Globus programs, and we also have a Monograms program that you can spend 4 days and three nights in Reykjavik. I had the opportunity to go there in May. My husband and I went for a few days. It is like no place else on Earth. Absolutely amazing, because it's all volcanic rock. But it's kind of like you landed on the moon.
But a spectacular moon.
Fascinating.
Right. Absolutely.
And then the Blue Lagoon, I mean, you have to do that. It's we went to the Blue Lagoon right from the airport, because the Blue Lagoon is closest to the airport. And it was just a wonderful way to refresh after the flight, the five-hour flight out of New York. But it's just a very, very interesting island. Tourism is their number one product. They don't farm a lot of things there. They have the Icelandic cod, of course. But when we were there in May, it got dark around 1 o'clock in the morning, and then it was dark until about 2:30, and the sun came back up.
Oh, that's wonderful. And it is. The popularity is there. People are coming back just raving about it as well. So, again, another, you know, must-do type of thing if you're keeping a list of where you want to go in the world. But, again, these are the times to do it, and getting a reservation in early. The other area that you mentioned to me as well is South America.
South America is one of our fastest-growing destinations. And why is this? It's because the dollar is still very strong down there, and it's affordable, and there's no jet lag. You're just going vertically. There's no jet lag. So it's just and one of the interesting things, we have 263 different tour options for South America. The most popular is our Peru highlights. But what's so interesting about that, you can add the Galapagos. You can add the Nazca Lines. You can add the Coca Canyon. You can add an Amazon cruise. you know, use that Peru highlights as your base and then decide to add any of these different excursions onto it. Absolutely wonderful. Fabulous, cool, you know, core product. And then, of course, the Galapagos, I think, is on everybody's, you know, to-do list to see the blue-footed boobies and all the different animals that they have on the Galapagos.
And no destination would be complete without wine tours.
Absolutely. Chile and Argentina are known for their wine tours, so we put together a wine tour that just focuses on Chile and Argentina. It's going to have wine tastings. There's going to be a country cooking class at a winery, and then a farm-to-table lunch, you know, at the winery. And like I said, South America is one of our fastest-growing destinations. And the other thing that's important is Argentina has now dropped that reciprocity fee that they had. You had to pay like $160 for the privilege of coming into the country. They've dropped that for 2017. So it's just, it's money to buy more wine.
In Asia, you, for the eighth year in a row, have been voted the number one operator for Asia.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing, especially when you look at competition and you know the way the travel industry changes. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, our number one selling destination in Asia is Japan. So we now have a Monograms program. We have two Globus programs. And we've also included some Cosmos programs in our Asia product for 2017. I can't rave enough about the Japan program. We were there for 2 weeks. We saw all of Japan. These are small groups. We're only going to have a group of 20 passengers. So, again, a very intimate group for our Asia programs. The second best-selling program is Thailand. Our Thailand program is just absolutely amazing. So,
what are people liking about Thailand? What a little bit of a description there, just to get us excited, because you know Thailand is a great destination.
Well, I just read yesterday that Bangkok knocked off London as the number one tourist city in the world.
Wow, that's quite a feat. No doubt about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just read that yesterday. That's absolutely amazing. And again, we do all of it, and we've added some city states in Singapore. We also have a program that we're doing South Korea and Japan together. You know, the philosophy is if you're going all that way, you want to see as much as you possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have the opportunity, I'm traveling on Irrawaddy in Myanmar in December. So we have to do this again so I can talk to you about the Irrawaddy.
Absolutely, because that experience is going to be amazing, and getting it firsthand from you will even be the icing on the cake. So that'll be cool. And then Europe is always one of your bestsellers, correct?
Well, Europe is our number one bestseller. You know, it's the bulk of our business. But we've added some new programs in the last couple of years. Anything that has Vista, the word Vista in the title, like the Germany Vista, the Italian Vista, we're looking at a first-class Globus program, first-class centrally located hotels, but you're looking at a $200 a day per diem. We may not be staying in the major city, like with our Italy program. Instead of staying in Venice, we're staying in Padua, which is about 20 minutes outside of Venice. Venice just brings the price up to the program, you know, tremendously. But, you know, you can stay 20 minutes outside the city. You'll have all the opportunity of seeing everything in Venice, doing everything that you're supposed to do. So that's something that's new with us. But we have another really, really exciting program. Ireland, again, is number one, you know, fabulous destination, one of our best-selling destinations. It's from Ireland's ancient east to the wild Atlantic Way. You're going to be doing flying into Dublin, and you're going to be flying out of Shannon. But it just sounds really exciting. The itinerary is a little bit different than what we've done in the past, but really looking forward to that one. I think that's going to be a really good seller. The one thing I forgot to tell you about was Africa. Oh, my God. Africa is my favorite destination in the whole wide world. Been there 5 times. Small groups, 62 different itineraries to choose from to put together. And one of the programs that we're doing is that we've combined East Africa, Kenya, with South Africa. Very, very unique. No other company has anything like this. It's an 11-day program. going to Nairobi, Victoria Falls, Johannesburg, and Cape Town. Traditionally, if people are going to go to Africa, they're going to go to East Africa, and then they would go back and do South Africa. This way, if you're only going to do Africa one time, you've got one program that's going to do the most popular parts of it. So other than that, I'd go back to Africa in a heartbeat.
Well, Julie, it's been amazing. You realize in about a half hour, you have taken us worldwide. You have excited our interest in the destinations as well. And we know that there are some special, you know, programs, pricing, different things like that. And all of our talented travel consultants at the Travel Authority are well aware of these programs. We work with the Globus brands constantly. So, and you help to also keep us educated. This is a strong relationship. This is a solid one that's with someone that 88 years launching from a small rowboat is still going strong and still as popular as you are. And I can't thank you enough for joining us today and taking good care of us and our clients. And thanks for all of the information. So there's a lot of what's hot and what's new going on out there.
Okay, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Want to see the world? Call us, the Travel Authority. Our destination specialists will plan your cruises, tours, and all-inclusive vacations anywhere in the world. Receive VIP status by association at the world's leading resorts across the globe. You'll be wowed at the level of service and added benefits and amenities, amenities that you simply can't get by booking online, such as preferred rate, a complimentary room upgrade, spa, and resort credits. Visit thetravelauthority.com or visit one of our three locations. Call 502-292-4763 for more information.
It all happened so fast.
It felt like our lives had been ripped apart.
Over 13 million people were victims of identity theft in 2015. Luckily, help is just a phone call away to the Travel Authority. Iris Identity Protection offers proactive identity monitoring to the deepest corners of the internet.
I wish we had a way of turning back the clock.
Credit monitoring, timely email alerts, and $1 million in identity theft insurance. Iris Identity Protection through the Travel Authority. Peace of mind when you travel, peace of mind when you're home.
Listen each week to Talk Radio 1080 from 10 a.m. to 11. Travel talk brought to you by the Travel Authority and Outdoor Company.
There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand, tropical drink, melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band. Down in Kokomo,
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda, Bahama, come on pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego, baby.
And then